Hello, Bria.
Hello, Teslan.
How you doing today?
Skip question.
Obviously not well. Welcome to another episode of Marriage and Things. And today we have a very, very special episode. We're entitling this one.
This is Marriage and Things, Marriage Edition, or Wedding Edition.
Yes, special edition episode just for you guys. Because we went to a wonderful, wonderful wedding this past weekend.
Yes, my mom got married. The wedding was so awesome. It was so fun. It was beautiful at the same time.
Pause. You gotta wait for the applause. Yay! Congrats to Miss...
To Mom.
To Mom Expose.
Mommy Expose.
Yeah.
Expose.
Isn't that like the expose. Coolest last name ever? Expose?
Yes. I'm kind of jealous. She gets... I always want a hyphen... what's it called? Apostrophe in my name? Yeah. That she gets... Well, I guess it's... Hers is more of an accent.
Yeah. Well, in my name, there is an accent over the E. There's supposed to be an accent over the first E.
Tesla?
No. Felicien.
People already can't spell my name.
Yes.
I tried to get people to send me an email at work. They're like, okay, so how do you spell your last name? So.
It's just like Feliciano without the A at the end without the other A.
See, so, that's
that's not hard. Like, it's really not that hard. Back to your mother.
Yes. The wedding was so fun. I will say, I was supposed to help a lot, and I really didn't help as much as I was supposed to. But wedding planning is hard, and I could never be a good bridesmaid. So just invite me to the wedding. Just invite me to the wedding.
Yeah, I know nothing about wedding planning because I guess the guys aren't really supposed to be in charge of that, right?
Mr. Huey helped, but basically he just did whatever my mom told him to.
Exactly. Yes. So now we're just going to, I guess, just get into like some stereotypes of weddings and like some of the people you can expect in wedding topics, I guess, right?
Yes. We'll call this, we're not going to call it anything, actually.
Weddings for Dummies. Okay.
Did you just snort?
Yeah, I did. Because I thought that was so funny. First off, you cannot have a great wedding or a good wedding, or you cannot have any wedding, I'd imagine, without a justice of the peace or a preacher guy, right?
Well, yeah, you can't legally be married.
You can't legally be married. So we want to first talk about the justice of the peace. Do you remember our justice of the peace guy?
Yes, and I know he does not remember us because he didn't know our names.
Yeah, that was probably his 12th wedding of the weekend.
Yes.
Our justice of the peace was probably one of the worst you can buy in Louisiana. First off, he showed up at our wedding with jeans on. Then he went back home to change, which actually pushed the wedding back another, 30, 40 minutes?
You being dramatic.
Well, pushed the wedding back, let's say, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I came in last, so I didn't see any of this.
Yes, but yes, the guy showed up to a wedding with jeans on, and I was like, oh, Lord, hopefully everything after this, you know, turns out amazing. And secondly, he did not remember our names.
He didn't.
He called me... Not even by my government, which is Tessalon, but he called me by my nickname, Tess, at an official wedding, mind you. And he called my wife by her nickname, Bree. Is that not right?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
But that's not even as bad as him not telling everybody, you may be seated, after I came in. He just kind of let everybody stand up for the whole ceremony. Like, okay.
Yes, yes. He just showed up for the check, you know? And... that was this. Now, fast forward to your mom's wedding. How was this justice of the peace?
Well, I mean, I didn't like him from the jump because when he came in, I was like, introduce myself. And he just looked like he did not want to be bothered. Mm. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes, I think this justice of the peace was, he was more about his business, you know? How can I say this? He was good at officiating, but he wasn't very friendly.
Yes.
Mind you.
So he was professional, but...
Yes. So if you
He could, brought his wife, which was cheap. They dressed nice, too.
Yes, they did. I must give him that. If you could find the perfect justice of the peace, what would you be looking for?
somebody that's not excited about the food.
Mm.
Because our justice of the peace, he was like, so y'all cooking? So somebody that has a personality that's not overpowering, but at least, you know, not like I hate human beings. And then somebody that is not expensive. Because I don't see, like, I get it's a service.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these people are expensive for no reason.
And some of these guys just come, they officiate the wedding, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay then, thanks for the money. But anyway, the friends and family. And mind you, Bria has a very big family, right?
Yes, and it just got really, really much bigger.
Yes.
Because Mr. Huey's family is even bigger than mine.
It probably tripled in size this past weekend.
Like, their immediate family is, like, huge.
Yes. So tell me a bit about, you know, the family members that you saw. You know?
Well, the cutest family members were the two moms, like the mom of the groom and the mom of the bride. They're so adorable. Because Miss Hazel, Mr. Huey's mom, is 87. And she still dances. She's so cute. And then my mom, well, my grandma, she's so adorable. She was looking flawless with her eyelashes and her makeup done. My girl's so cute. I love her. What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about friends and family. Well,
oh, yeah. A lot of people came. Like, my mom's, like, Mr. Kirby came. Who else came? A lot of people. A lot of people came. It was like, so the venue was filled, but it wasn't, like, packed to capacity.
Yes.
But it definitely had, like, the tables, like, they were all filled.
And I got to meet, you know, some of Bria's relatives, like, that super loud but super cool cousin that's always like, what's up, man? Like,
oh, Wayne.
Like, I see you guys, y'all doing good, you know.
He's like, I see y'all on Facebook.
Shout out to Facebook.
Yes.
For keeping families in touch and together.
Yes, that's how I keep in touch with all my aunts. Well, I only have one aunt, and my uncle, like, they see all the stuff I'm doing through Facebook. It's cute. They're so old, they don't have Twitter and Instagram. Well, my aunt has Instagram, but she doesn't get on it that much.
Okay. And periodically through the wedding, I'd see this one person all the way in the back, apparently, who didn't have a date, who was just by themselves. What would you suggest to, you know, solutions to make that person feel welcomed?
For that, one thing you could do, like if you have a seating, you know, seating chart, which my mom technically had, but it didn't really work out, was like sit them with other people that came alone or you know it's coming alone.
Yes.
And then, or sit them by the bar.
Mm-hmm. So is there a rule where if you show up at a wedding that you have to have a date or?
No, but it's most people just do.
Okay. Because yeah, I don't really know about weddings like that.
Either. Yeah, this is the first wedding I've been to besides ours.
Yes, yes. Yes, but yeah, as far as the friends and family members went, everyone was well behaved and it was just awesome because, of course, it was a New Orleans style wedding, you know.
So yeah.
You'd imagine how much fun these people were having.
Yes, everybody, I like, unlike, you know, parties or like the club, even though I haven't been to either in a while, like people actually like were dancing and like having fun.
Which leads us into our dancing segment.
Oh my gosh, I danced so much. I had so much fun.
She had a solo where she, it was just her on the floor by herself, just freestyling.
I was attempting to break dance, but I wasn't break dancing on the ground. Like, I was break dancing standing up.
I have, like, a 5-second clip of that I'll post later on so you guys can see.
It was so really fun. And then I was out of breath after. That was my workout for Saturday.
Mm. And I wanted to help her out. I wanted to jump in there, you know, and pretend to dance with her. But, you know, I thought about that first step and if I bust my face on the dance floor, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to help her.
And you shy. So having the whole wedding look at you make you, like, pass out.
But you're pretty shy, too. I'm surprised that you did that. What made you do that?
Well, I just was in the mood to dance, but once I realized, like, everybody was staring at me, I kind of like, okay, well, I'm done.
Yes, yes. And And yeah, the DJ was awesome. Shout out to the DJ. This segment is sponsored by the DJ.
Yes, he was really good. Like, my mom likes to say she's so young, she kind of likes old people music, but he mixed in like songs I liked with songs she liked.
Even the kids were dancing. You know, he played some of that, you know, what do you call it, contemporary music?
Yeah, he played Watch Me and Nene. Whip Nene.
Watch Me Nene.
Yeah, the kids, I didn't realize how much the kids, like, I don't know, it's weird. It's like we looking at the same stuff on the internet if they know the songs that
exactly,
I know.
Yes, yes.
So that's kind of, that was kind of strange to me, but that was cool. And yep. One day I'll get my little sister to dance in public. One day.
And what do you call those line dances where everybody gets on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a ton of those too. Of course, is that something specific of New Orleans?
I don't know. I think line dances are common around like the country, but my mom, she requested that because she loves line dances.
Yes.
The electric slide though, that's like a line dance. That's common just with like black people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are a ton of line dances at this wedding.
Yeah, my mom like, but she that segment like right after the first dance, she wrote that in like the program. She was like, I want line dances to come here so we get everybody in the mood to dance. Yeah, she planned that out.
Yes, yes. And what did you think of the wedding cake, my dear?
I didn't eat that much wedding cake because, you know, I'm trying to live my life right and have the fun, not healthy stuff in moderation. But it was really good because, you know, I like white cake. And I was actually shocked that it was white cake.
Yes.
Even though I know it's wedding cake, but my mom doesn't like white cake. Like, she actually does not like white cake.
Yes.
So that was interesting, but it was really good.
Yes, I must say the cake was delicious. I am a cake connoisseur.
Mm-hmm, me too.
If you guys do not know.
We love cake.
I specialize in tasting cakes. And yes, this cake was very good.
You used to buy me cake all the time.
Yes, but
what happened?
What happened was I wanted to spend more money myself tasting the cakes.
So you go sneak the cake and eat it yourself.
I'm just saying, cakes are good. I can't help it.
Petty fours. Oh, my mouth is watering. Blah, 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 blah.
So all in all, great food, great people, and
I had lots of fun.
Yes,
lots of fun. It was just as fun as that cruise I went on. Oh yeah, and speaking of cruises, they went on a cruise, and
they are currently on a cruise.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're having lots of fun. I'm not going to lie, my mom FaceTimed us, me, my sister, and Tess, when they were on the boat. And that boat is huge because it's a 7-day cruise. And so, yeah, me and Tess, we're just ready to go on ours because we're going to have so much fun. I love cruises.
I just want to say congratulations to the newlyweds, you know.
I just want to talk about cruises now. Oh. But yes, congratulations to my mom and Mr. Huey. They're so cute. I love them.
Wish you many, many years of happiness.
And I have a bunch of new sisters and one little brother now.
Mm.
I've always wanted a brother.
Well, you kind of have a brother from my side, right?
Yes, but he's like old.
He's like 20.
He's over 18. Like, it's not. And then, yeah, he's like, what, like, oh, so he just turned 20. So he's 2.5 years younger than me.
I might be wrong. He might be 19, actually. I do not know how old my brother is.
How old was he when he graduated high school?
I do not know. Like, I can't remember if he
was he born in 1990.
He did graduate high school, but I can't remember. I can't remember what year he graduated.
He graduated in 2013, so that's how I was going to be able to tell you. But now I don't know anymore.
Yes, yes. All I know is that he's born in February. I think it's the 22nd.
It is the 22nd.
Yes, but I can't. Besides that, I can't confirm anything else about him.
I'm not speechless. Because remember when you thought my birthday was on the 24th?
That's something for another day, guys. Anyway, stay tuned to the next podcast to hear all these.
Yes, get excited. Bah, bah, bah.